This Edgar Profiles podcast is supported by Ping. Edgar is an association of national federations formed in the year 2000 to develop and encourage initiatives which raise the awareness of golf, both as a participation and competitive sport for individuals with disability. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Your host for this episode is Tony Bennett. Ping. Play your best.
I'm Tony Bennett. Before I start, I would like to tell you a short, personal, and true story about Ping.
Carsten Sollheim, the founder of Ping, stood over a 3-foot putt. There was no championship at stake, no wager on the putt, not even any bragging rights up for grabs. The only thing that hung on those few short feet was the future of golf. Carsten never struck a golf ball before this day. His only preparation for this moment was to borrow clubs and think, how hard can this be? As his golfing partners waited impatiently on the second tee, this putt was history in the making. Carsten took aim, drew back his borrowed putter blade, released and missed. And the misses just kept on coming. As his round progressed, he did not. He continued to miss fire on putt after putt, shot after shot. Alleluia, this was exactly what the golfing gods had ordered. Golf had just captured the full attention of the most innovative mind the game had ever seen. With Carsten Sollheim smitten by the fickle game of golf, the sport would never be the same again. Despite being a novice, he blamed the club. Unlike other golfers, he did not simply purchase a new putter. Instead, the mechanical engineer in him began to devise a remedy, and the first perimeter-weighted putter was born.
What a pleasure it was for me to chat with a youngster from Denmark who says he loves nature and fresh air, likes it when he hits a good shot, and would like to play a round of golf with Niall Horan because he makes good music, Donald Trump because he has some good golf courses, and Kim Jong-un because he would like to see him shoot 18 holes in one in just a single round. There is nothing pretentious about my guest today. At 16 years of age, he has a disarming likability that comes with the freshness of youth. And yet, it is easy to see a single-minded determination running through his very core. Until now, he's not really thought too much about what he wants to do when he leaves school. For now, he's happy playing golf, for fun, with friends. Although he does say it gets very competitive on the course. In years to come, we may look back on this conversation as it seems to me that he's on his way to the top. Please enjoy my conversation with Rasmus Lott. Rasmus, good to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you too.
Rasmus, we're here at the European Individual Championship in Troia in Portugal, and I'm sure we'll come back to that a little bit later in the interview, but what I really want to talk to you about is at the beginning. I want to start from there. And where did you grow up? How did you get involved in golf?
I grew up in a little town. It is very little, but there is a little golf course, and that's not where it started. It started by my granddad took me to a golf course, and that was where it really starts. And I really liked it from the first day.
And your granddad's a golfer?
Yeah, he plays a little bit.
He enjoys his golf? Has he played for a long time?
I think he has played for like 20 years.
And tell me, how old were you when your grandfather took you out to play for the first time?
I started at 10 years.
And had you had any indication to play golf before that, or was that the very first?
Oh, not really, but a little, because some of my classmates started playing golf a few years before that, and they asked me to start playing, but I don't wanted it at that time.
Did you play any other sports before?
Yeah, me and my brothers had played a lot of different kind of sports, for example, tennis and soccer.
Were you good?
I was good at tennis, but not soccer.
Right, okay. Well, you're certainly good at golf, so
yeah.
You've been playing for how long now?
Around 6 years.
And at what point, when you started to play, did you start to think, this is a game that I really want to get good at?
It was a few years ago, like after 3 or 4 years, started taking it very seriously and started playing a lot.
And what was it about golf that you liked?
I think it was the all about going in the nature and the fresh air and the feeling you get when you hit the ball perfect.
And you are a good player. I mean, you're here playing in the championship with some aspirations, I'm sure, to get onto the medal podium.
Yeah.
But you also played in the Portugal Masters last year as part of the demonstration team for Edgar. What was that experience like?
That was a very good experience to see all the players at the top level and that was very nice.
Tell me a little bit about your schooling. So you went to school, you were playing a little bit of golf then. What was your goal when you finished the school there to start to think about a career? What had you got in mind?
No. I'm just playing for fun for now. I haven't thought much about what I wanted when I'm done with the school.
And then tell me a little bit about because you said there's a small golf course near to where you lived.
Yeah.
Has that got a junior section? Has that got a place for all the juniors to collect and maybe do classes together and golf schools together?
No, not really. But we play a lot of golf in the spare time with the juniors at my club. And we're only like 10 juniors. So we know each other very good.
When you start to play with the guys and you're competing together, is it very competitive or is it very social?
Both. We're very competitive at the course, but afterwards we're good friends.
Yeah. You've played in several Edgar events now.
Yeah.
Can you tell me your thoughts on playing in those kind of events?
I like it a lot because there's many players who's almost the same as me. And I think it's nice to talk to them and get to know them.
You've played over the last couple of days here.
Yeah.
How do you find the golf course and how do you find your performance over the golf course this week?
I like the course very much, especially the back nine, which I've played very good the last few days.
And the championship itself, one more day to go. What are your expectations for tomorrow?
I hope to be in the top 10.
That would be your aspiration.
Yeah.
You're part of the Danish team, and I've spoken to a couple of people that are in the Danish team.
Yeah.
The Federation seems to look after you reasonably well. Do you get to play in many tournaments outside of the European Championships? Do you have opportunities?
We play a few tournaments in Denmark, and we get together a few times a year, the Danish team, and I think we got a good coach. I think they help us a lot.
Do you have a good team spirit within the group?
Yeah.
And you say you get together a few times a year.
Yeah.
So what typically is the normal kind of I suppose it's called a training stage.
Yeah.
So what typically happens during those training stages?
We arrive one day and go to the driving range and train a little bit. And the next few days we go out and play together.
And who's the coach that you work with?
Jan Freier.
And do you work with anybody else other than that coach?
No, only Jan.
And what about your physical training? Because I know you look very different than when I saw you probably, I guess it's 6 months ago now. So you've obviously beefed up a little bit and bulked up a little bit, so you're doing some physical work. Do you have a trainer that helps you with that?
No, not really. It's only myself going to the physio room.
And you do that quite regularly?
Yeah, about. In the summer period, I go to the physical room like 2 or 3 times a week. And in the winter, I go to like 6 times a week.
Tell me about what you've learned playing in tournaments like this. What have you learned about yourself?
I've learned that when I get nervous, I can just lean back and talk a little to myself and said, it will go good. It will be good.
So you have some internal dialogue, some internal discussion, yeah?
Yeah.
And with the... You're now at the beginning of your career because you're still only young. How old are you now?
I'm 16.
Yeah. So what does the next 3 or 4 years look like for you in your mind?
I hope to get a lot better, and maybe next time at the individual European Championship, I will be a medalist or maybe a win.
You're looking to compete for the medals?
Yeah.
Stefan Molkolt is part of the Danish team.
Yeah.
Has he been useful or helpful to you while you've been coming through?
Yeah, I've got a lot of good tips from Stefan, and I look forward to beat him someday.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's...
I think he's 5 times European champion.
Yeah, something, yeah.
So he's obviously a very good player. Unfortunately, he was ill this week.
Yeah.
So I've not been able to compete, but nevertheless, very good player. Tell me a little bit about the best advice that you've received from somebody like Stefan. It doesn't have to be from him, but the best advice that you've received about your golf.
One advice, but maybe just to keep working hard, because that's really what makes me get to my goals.
If you could play a 4-ball with anyone, dead or alive, who would they be and why?
I would like to play with Niall Horan, because he plays makes a lot of great music. And I would like to play with Donald Trump, because he owns a few good courses. And I would like to see Kim Jong-un make the 18 strokes he claims to have done before.
Well, maybe you do that together with Donald Trump. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll do that this month on the 12th of June, whether they actually make that meeting or not, that's another story altogether. What about the best golf course that you've played up till now?
This is probably the best course I've played. Or maybe I don't remember what it's called. The one we played at... the European Championship last year.
Okay, at Quinta del Lago.
Quinta del Lago, yeah.
Yeah.
That was also a very good course.
Right, 2 nice golf courses.
Yeah.
Both of them are European Tour properties, so
yeah.
Both of them very good golf courses. If you could magically be with someone who has a similar disability to yourself, what advice would you want to give them?
Just keep on working. Someday it will be very good. That's what I've done in the past few years. I've just worked very hard.
And can you tell me a little bit about your disability?
Yeah, I got no right underarm. And when I'm playing golf, I got a strap. Then I attach the club to my right arm. And
And were you born with this disability?
Yeah.
When you come across other players, do you share advices between you, such as, you know, the way that they hold the club or the way that they swing the club? Do you share advice?
No, not really. I'm just talking with my coach at those kind of things.
Look, I've really enjoyed speaking to you. It's been nice to chat with a very much an up-and-coming talent. We look forward to seeing your progress over the next 10 years or 15 years.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to look back on this day here in Troia in Portugal and be able to say, well, I actually spoke to him when he was just developing as a good player. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
This was an Edgar Player story supported by Ping, helping golfers to play their best. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Stay tuned for the next Edgar podcast. Ping. Play your best.